First, the United States could re-enter the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, a year after President Trump pulled the country out of the multi-nation trade agreement. The president attacked the agreement even before he announced his presidential campaign. But with a growing trade dispute with China and the immediate effects of tariffs on some U.S. industries, President Trump is reconsidering his decision to pull out. He asked his economic advisors to look into what it would take to negotiate the country back into the TPP. Mark Koplovich is an associate professor of political science and public affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Mark, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Give us a brief rundown, this might be hard to do, of what the Trans-Pacific Partnership did when the U.S. was involved, what it's doing without us now.
Yeah. So the TPP was signed in February 2016, and it was an agreement of 12 Pacific Rim countries. Trade agreement, but it also governed things like investment and patent protection and intellectual property. And it was including about 40% of the world economy, the U.S., Mexico, Canada, Korea, Japan, et cetera, not China.
Not China notably, seems like a key part of this.
Notably. And, you know, as I think we spoke about previously, there were both economic and kind of geopolitical reasons for this. So economically, a big thing was accessing the Japanese market and the broader Pacific Rim. But geopolitically, the Obama administration sort of viewed TPP, along with a lot of the military cooperation agreements that they had signed with Japan and Korea and India over the years, as a way of kind of ring-fencing China in the Pacific. So, you know, there were both economic consequences, I think, and political consequences when President Trump came into office. One of the first things he did, I think it was the third day of his administration, says that the U.S. is withdrawing from TPP. It, you know, sort of sent a shockwave through the region.
And Donald Trump's opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership went back before he announced as a candidate for president, continued through the campaign. He talked about how this agreement was raping the United States. What kind of things now we're seeing him say, hey, guys, figure out how we can get back into this thing, maybe on different terms. What is turning this around now?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of hard to give a clear answer to that, because I think one of the things we're seeing with this announcement is there's not a real clear strategy in the Trump administration that putting what we've seen with Chinese tariffs, what we've seen with threatening to withdraw from NAFTA and those negotiations and these moves on TPP, it's hard to sort of put all those things together and say the Trump administration is trying to accomplish something clear with their trade policy. I think there's a recognition that there are a lot of firms and industries and consumers that probably would have actually gotten a lot of good things out of the TPP and trade agreements more broadly. I think specifically on this, one of the things that China has announced, as the U.S. is announcing tariffs or proposed tariffs in the last few weeks, China announced that they might put on tariffs of soybeans. And China's our largest export market for soybeans. So there's been a lot of lobbying now from the agricultural sector, especially here in the Midwest, that that's a really bad thing. The trade agreements might be something that we actually benefit from. So I think in the short term, that's what's going on. But in the longer term, it's hard to put all these things together.
I think the core here is trade is tricky. We see now the head of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, saying, hey, whoa, no, the good call coming out. Let's not go back in. Yep. So for a lot of factory workers, especially in the Midwest, seeing TPP as a bad thing for them. Agriculture, farmers here in Wisconsin, farm state senators saying, whoa, this is a great export opportunity for us. Get back into this thing. It's probably going to help some people and hurt some people.
Yeah, and it depends. It's always the answer with trade is, you know, is it good for the United States? Well, which part, which sector, which industry, which geographic region? You know, you see Elizabeth Warren, Sherrod Brown, a lot of Democrats are opposed to TPP for the very traditional kind of pro-labor manufacturing industries that have, you know, been distributional losers from trade over the last 30 or 40 years. But it's complicated because you have agricultural exports, and a lot of multinational corporations now are both importers and exporters, right? And so one of the big things with is TPP good or bad, or are these tariffs with China good or bad, is firms are exporting to China and other countries, but they're also importing intermediate inputs into production. And so when you put up tariffs, what you're actually doing is raising the cost of production for firms. They might benefit to some extent from, you know, decreased foreign competition because of the tariffs, but their overall cost of business is increasing. So it really depends on what sector we're talking about.
So my assembly plant might be getting components from China, but still manufacturing, I'm putting in quotes, we're putting that stuff together here. So it's a Chinese product. It's an American product too.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, steel tariffs and aluminum tariffs. And then is it good or bad for an auto company or an auto factory? And now the inputs of production just went up by 25%. Also, a lot of trade. Trump is obsessed with bilateral trade deficits, right? And it's sort of a strange way to think about trade in this era of the globalization of production, because a lot of things that come from China and are coded as exports from China are actually things that were assembled in China and are part of that globalization of production. So it is hard to say, is this a Chinese product or an American product? Is it good for China? Is it bad for China? The world's not as black and white anymore.
Talking to Mark Koplovich from UW-Madison about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, President Trump says, hey, maybe we should get back into this thing, renegotiate our ways back into the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. If we want it, do they still want us, Mark?
Yeah. So this is the, you know, again, as I'm a political scientist, I study economic issues, but this is the really interesting issues, I think, for me, are these political issues, both internationally and also domestically. So internationally, what happened after the U.S. backed away from TPP is the remaining 11 countries, right, driven largely by Canada, pushed forward, and they've now signed an agreement. It's now called the CPTPP. And one of the things they did was suspended about 20 of the clauses that were in the original TPP agreement, which were there because the U.S. wanted them. And these were things
stuff
about
that we negotiated for.
Stuff were things we negotiated for. Really, what we wanted about this agreement wasn't as much about trade, but it was about intellectual property protection. There was going to be an investor state dispute court where multinational corporations, if they got into some sort of legal dispute in Korea or in Japan, there'd be an international court to arbitrate that. Patent protection for American pharmaceutical companies. So those things were suspended and taken out in the agreement that was signed. They've also been left open with the possibility that maybe if the U.S. comes back, that they could be put back in. But the problem now is we are going back in, even if we do this. It's announced, it hasn't happened, but let's say it would happen. There's sort of two problems. So one is the agreement now has been signed and is being pushed through ratification procedures domestically. So these other 11 countries negotiated a trade agreement over a very long period of time, finally balancing everything so they could all go home and ratify it. And now the U.S. might want to come back in and go back to the previous agreement with those extra clauses. Now you might not be able to ratify it in a Japan or in a Canada. So one of the Japanese chief diplomats today in the Financial Times said the agreement is like glasswork, right? And so we're going to break the glass, perhaps, if the bull comes back into the China shop. And then the domestic problem in the United States is TPP, for a lot of the reasons we've already spoken about, isn't necessarily popular. It's not clear there's a coalition in Congress, right? Even a bipartisan coalition, that if the U.S. came back and said, now we want to ratify this, that you could get it through Congress.
Briefly, as we wrap up, we were in it, we're out of it, now we're looking, maybe getting back in. Are these other countries going to be saying, hey, no, you guys are a chaos machine, we've got this delicate thing, forget about it?
Yeah. This is the other aspect. You know, when you think about the credibility of the United States at this point, there's been back and forth. We're going to have tariffs. We're not going to have tariffs. We're going to have exceptions to tariffs. We're going to sign the TPP. This is the worst agreement ever. We're going to walk away from it. Now we want back in. So when you're thinking about international negotiations, one of the things you're thinking about is the credibility of the partner that you're bargaining with. And it's not clear. And I think most countries in this 11 are sitting around saying Trump could change his mind again 2 or 3 weeks from now. We need to hold off. And even if he says he's going to sign it, we're not really sure that we can take him at his word. So we've lost a lot of bargaining leverage in shaping the agreement, but also in being able to make credible commitments to our trade partners.
Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Mark Koplovich is an associate professor of political science at public affairs at the UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about the president's suggestion that the U.S. could rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership after leaving that trade agreement last year.